kitchen where they put canned food.
The pantry.
Right. What do you call a lot of old, worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Antiques?
Or...
not that?
Just, I've got a lot of...
trash.
All right, how about junk?
Yeah, trash and junk.
You ever said plunder? Ever heard that?
Plunder?
Yeah. Or have you ever heard of a plunder room? Where you keep, some people have a room, maybe an old bedroom where they keep junk.
I've heard of a rumpus room.
What's that?
That's more like a den.
Yeah, I think that is.
Yeah.
All right, well, what would you call, say you have an extra room in your house that you keep odds and ends in, what would you call that?
Utility room.
Okay. If you're talking about the daily housework, you say a woman does what every morning?
Cleans up.
Okay. What do you sweep with?
A broom.
Alright. Say that broom was over there by that cigarette machine, mm-hmm. and the door was in front of it. You would say the broom is where?
Behind the door.
Okay. Years ago, on Monday, women usually did their...
washing.
And on Tuesday?
Ironing.
And together, what would you call that? Doing the...
washing and ironing.
Or would you say doing the laundry?
Well, yeah.
Would you say...
yeah, I'd say laundry.
Okay. How would you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story?
Upstairs.
All right, now we were talking about porches and galleries before.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard them called anything else? How about if it was up on the second story? If you were
balcony.
Okay. If it ran around the whole house, would you call it something else? Or would it still be a gallery?
It'd just still be a gallery to me, around the gallery. I run them around the porch, I run around the gallery.
Okay. If the door is open and you don't want it that way, you would ask somebody to please...
shut it.
Okay. What do you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other? I guess they're like these, out here.
Slats.
Board. You ever heard of clapboards or weatherboards?
Weatherboard.
Okay. Is that weatherboard?
Yeah.
Out there?
I imagine it is, what you call weatherboard, that overlaps.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How about, what's siding?
Siding?
Yeah.
Siding is that's an asbestos material.
Is that supposed to be fireproof?
Fire resistant.
Fire resistant.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
That's right, because there's nothing fireproof, even steel above it.
Really?
Sure.
Well, it'll melt, I guess.
That's right, well, it'll burn. It'll get so hot, turn orange, and then start bending and melting. But any material is... not fire, like you read in these hotels, you see up there fireproof.
Uh-huh.
It's not fireproof, it's fire resistant.
I see.
That's right.
Nothing, not even asbestos is fireproof.
No, asbestos above it, if it gets so much heat.
But that just means it takes more heat for it
more
to
heat,
burn.
That's right, yeah. Yeah,
so
put on these ships.
Uh-huh.
On a ship, in the boiler room,
uh-huh.
they have what you call blocks of asbestos. Oh, they must be 6-8 inches thick. And it keeps that heat inside that boiler room.
I see. So you can't say anything's fireproof, only some things take more
takes
heat to
more
burn
heat.
Than others.
That's right, okay. Yeah.
How do you get to work in the mornings?
Drive my automobile.
All right. You might say, yesterday I took my automobile and I...
drove it home.
All right. And you might say, ever since I got my license, I've...
been driving?
Or I have...
drove?
Yeah, that's enough.
Okay.
We gotta throw some grammar in here sometimes.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. What do you call the part that covers up the top of the house? You already said it once, just the top.
Eaves.
Or just in general, the whole thing, is it?
Oh, the roof?
Yeah. Eaves before. What are eaves?
That's the part that comes out. See, like up under that roof?
Oh,
that's
okay.
The eave.
Sorry.
That's the eave.
All right, what do you call